Yes. Yes. Do you know? Aboisai, do you know? החייל המילואימניק, איתי בן אברהם. זה אוקיי? החייל המילואימניק. זה אוקיי, חזר בשלום. In the last week, 7 days, last 7 days, people watched 30,000 hours of classes in the emunachannel.com. Means, listen, it means 1,250 days of Torah been learned in the last week in emunachannel.com. Can you understand what we can do in this generation? To teach 1,250 days in 7 days. It cannot be, but it can be. This is what Hashem is doing. This is what it means, the mercy of Hashem. That Hashem is beyond time. That Hashem can do whatever He wants. How can you teach? And you're eating crackers in your house, and you teach thousands of hours of Torah, and you're eating crackers. This morning I ate crackers in my house, and I was teaching Torah in that time, same time. How can it be? It's written that the normal value of the word Elohim, it's Ateva. When you live in judgments, you live under the rules of nature. When you believe in nature, you live in judgments, in a strict way, constricted way. You don't see everything, depends. No, I have only 1 hour. In that 1 hour, you can teach 1,000 hours. In that 1 hour, you can learn 1,000 hours. When someone else is learning from you, his learning is a lot higher than your learning, than your teaching even. Because for sure when you were teaching, you had your mistakes. You weren't so aimed to Hashem in 100%. But your heart, when you teach, was that the one that's going to learn, he's going to learn it in a perfect way. You want him to succeed, for sure. So even if he haven't learned in a perfect way, he was also distracted. He was also eating crackers while watching that YouTube. Even though it counts like a perfect class, like that he learned for Lashem Shammai, because your will is that he's going to learn Lashem Shammai. So it's like now you achieved 1,000 hours of Limud Lashem Shammai that you're not even able to learn that kind of Limud. When you live under the rules of nature, you live in judgments, in Dinim. The supervision is by the name Elohim. But when you upgrade your thoughts, and you start to believe in the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, you're beyond nature. Nature cannot control your life anymore. This is it. You can achieve everything you want. Everything. Because you connect yourself to the source of life, to the beginning of creation, to infinity, to endless, to the place that before creation, before all constructions and constrictions and limits. Before all physicality, before time, before place, before all of those curtains and darknesses, you connect yourself to the root of life, to Hashem Himself, to the source of all good. My children, for over a week, every night they're talking to me on that. My 7-year-old, 8-year-old child asking me all of the time, Father, how can it be that no one create a creator? How can it be? How can it be that he create everything and nothing created him? He doesn't have a father. He doesn't have a mother. How can it be? And he tells me, I cannot grab it. Like, and he's busy with it. It occupies his thoughts. He's thinking, how can it be? Really, it cannot be. It cannot be. You need to believe in that. And when you believe in that, you cancel all rules of life. You become to be one with Hashem. You cancel yourself to infinity, to endless. And if Hashem got all of the powers to do everything, and you connected yourself to Him, you become to be like Him. when Moshe Rabbeinu needs to open the sea, he opens the sea. But the sea been opened by three people. By Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yosef HaTzadik, and by Nachshon Ben Aminadav. It's written, במקום שאין איש, השתדל להיות איש. In a place that there is no man, you should put your powers to be that man. Ish, it's the first letters of the words Arono Shel Yosef. The coffin of Yosef. First person that is Moshe Rabbeinu, he is Ish. Va'ish Moshe, and the man Moshe. So, in a place that there is no man, you should be a man. Who is that man? Ish. Va'ish Moshe. It's Moshe. There was no man that can open the sea except of Moshe. Moshe was that man. Moshe could do that. Another ish, b'makom she'en ish, a person cannot open the sea, comes to you, Yosef HaTzadik, Arono shel Yosef, the coffin of Yosef, that Yosef was ish matzliach. Yosef was ish matzliach. He was a man. He was the man to open the sea. The third man is Nachshon ben Aminadab. Who is that man? Who is that man, Nachshon ben Aminadab? We haven't heard about Nachshon ben Aminadab. Nachshon ben Aminadab, it's you. Nachshon ben Aminadab is a person that is saying to himself, I'm not a man. I'm not Ish. It's not written on Nachshon ben Aminadab, Ish. But Nachshon ben Aminadab, he is counting on that verse. B'makom she'en Ish, hishtadel liyot Ish. Try. Try to bring those two that on them it been said ish. What it means? That Nachshon ben Aminadab, he is going by the power of Moshe. He is going by the power of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, it's righteous people that already passed away. He believes in the power of those, in our ancestors, in the righteous people that already passed away. He counts on their power. He's going with faith in the righteous people that are standing in heaven and praying on us, like Caleb. Like Caleb ben Ifune, that Caleb is going to pray to Daven in Hebron, in the graves of ancestors, and he's going and praying. Counts on their power. This is how he tries, Nachshon ben Aminadab, to be a man, to count on Yosef. And also, he counts on Moshe. On the righteous man of the generation, that he is so holy and clean and purified, and that he is able to commit himself to Hashem Yitbarach in 100%. Nachshon ben Aminadav, he counts on them. And then what he is doing? He's trying to be a man. He cannot succeed. No one can succeed. Because lamavet otzaot, because the results are only after death. You cannot succeed. The success, they're going to tell you how much you achieved after 120. Here you cannot succeed. Here you cannot know what you have, what you achieved. You can never tell. You cannot know what really you have in your hands. You don't know what they're thinking about you in heaven. You don't know. You can think, you can pray, you can hope, you can try. This is what it means. Hishtadel liyot ish. Liyot means, in Lashon HaKodesh, you can explain liyot in two ways. To be, that you're going to be a man, you can try to be a man, but also lihiyot, it means that he's going to be. Lihiyot, that it's going to happen. Or that you're going to be a righteous man, or that it's going to happen by the merit of the righteous man. Ishtadel liyot ish, that the righteous man going to come to be with you. You need to try. You need to bond yourself to the righteous people in your Itbodeduyot, in your Limud HaTorah, to commit yourself to that. I'm a messenger of Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom told me once, he said, I told him I have so many difficulties, so many obstacles. He told me, say to Hashem Yitbarach, Anish, he said, tell Hashem Yitbarach, Shalom Arush sent me, Rav Shalom Arush shalachoti, he sent me, don't stop me. To tell that to Hashem. Tell Hashem, Rav Shalom send me, don't stop me. This is what you need to say. To say, I'm a messenger of Arav. I don't know, I cannot count on myself. I know I like crackers. I cannot serve Hashem with Barach well. I have a problem with crackers. What can I do? I have to crack one a day. What can I do? What can I do? So I have to connect myself to someone that is totally pure. Someone that I know on him that he's so pure, that he's so clean, that he's so amazing. Yosef HaTzadik, that he's the beauty, that he's the glory, that he's the all of the miracles of the generation because of Yosef HaTzadik, because of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then you become to be Nachshon Ben Aminadab. Who is that Nachshon Ben Aminadab? We are talking about, I'm sorry to say, a crazy, wild person that decides in a crazy situation to jump into the sea and to start crossing the sea. And he's dressed, he wears his high tech and his jeans and his leather belt, he's got bags on his bag, and he starts to walk, and this is it, and he walks into the depths of the sea. Who is doing that? A wild person, a hero, a person that doesn't have nothing to lose. A person that realized that there is no other choice. When you look on the face of the generation, on the present, you see, we don't have hope. We don't have no other chance except of if we're going to commit ourselves to serve Hashem, to serve the Creator. And you don't need to be a Hasid for that. You don't need to be a Talmid Chacham for that. You don't need to be a Jew for that. You just need to be committed. You just need to decide. You just need to follow your will, your inner will. You just need to reveal your will. To find Hashem Yitbarach inside of yourself, inside. Just close your eyes and look inside. Scream to yourself, who am I? Until you're going to find out. Until you're going to meet yourself. Who am I? What am I doing here? I'm here to eat crackers all day long. This is my job. This is my task in life. How am I going to spend my life like that? I need to find my purpose in life. I need to find my goal. I need to find, I'm alive. I'm alive. So it means that something is keeping me alive. Something gives me power. Something gives me joy. What makes me happy? To make a big, long investigation, observation, check who you are. Find yourself. Alright, so then you're going to reveal, I have lusts, I have desires, I have difficulties, I have weaknesses, I have fears, I'm terrified from certain stuff, I don't know what to do, I'm confused, I have lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, lack of Yirat Shamayim, my lack of faith, whatever. All of those lackings, wonderful. I have all of them, but it's not me. Those are my difficulties, those are my limits. Those are the bars that are stopping me. Who am I? I'm a soul. I'm a spiritual soul. I'm connected to a source. There is a source. Who is that source? And if I'm really connected to that source, so I can pull a lot of light from that source. That source is influencing on me even when I'm not aware. Sometimes I can find myself that I have powers. The person, the police officer that jumped into that crazy situation in the synagogue in Har Nof, he used his gun and he killed those two damn terrorists. He said that he felt like someone dressed him, like someone went inside of him. He said, I was so focused that I felt like someone is shooting from inside of me, like it was someone else. He aimed to the target and shot them dead on the spot in such a precise way, on the spot, exactly like you say, between the eyes. He killed them on the in powers that he I'm quoting him. He said, I felt like someone is lovesh oti, someone is wearing me. He felt someone inside. When a person keeps mitzvot in a certain way, that he becomes to be similar to a certain righteous man in heaven, that righteous man is mitaber becha, getting inside of you. And he's walking with you. If you're guarding yourself not to talk Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim is walking with you all of your life. If you become to be a Baal Tefillah, you pray, you do long it, but they do yot, you become to be like Rabbi David HaMelech, like Rabbi Nachman of Breslev, they are walking with you. If you're going and spreading faith in the world, Abraham Avinu, Baal Shem Tov, Tzadikim are cooperating with you. If you're throwing yourself to the fire, righteous people are going with you. It depends who you are. If you strengthen yourself in confidence, against all chance, against all odds, Nachshon Ben Aminadav is walking with you into the sea, into the depths of the sea. And you're going to be saved by the merit of those righteous people. That you count on them. that you cancel yourself to the highest will of them all, to the will of Hashem. Hashem wants us to succeed. Hashem wants us to be happy. Hashem wants us all to be rich, to be healthy, all to have houses, all to live in Jerusalem, in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaTzvi, a land that expands itself, that grows when Am Yisrael are coming. And all of the husks and darkness are going to run out from Eretz Yisrael, they're going to disappear. It's like dust in the wind, they're not going to stay for a minute, for a moment. No chance. They don't have no holding, no grab. Only from our doubts. When we're starting to question on Hashem, if Hashem is with us or not, Hashem bekirbenu im ein, Hashem gonna help me or he not? It's not an option. It's not a question. The question is, if you're gonna commit yourself to Hashem, if you're gonna commit yourself to Hashem, Hashem gonna be there for you in every situation and even in the wildest ones. Can you paint to yourself a crazier situation than Nachshon ben Aminadav jumping into the Red Sea? The Torah is not a book of tales, of story, of Meshalim, to tell you something. It happened. It's real. And not only happened before. The Torah is Nitzchit, it's eternal. It's happening now. You just need to connect yourself to that moment, to cancel yourself to that moment. And Boral, I'm going to open the sea for you. Like that it's written, Kasher zivugo shel adam ki kriat yam suf. It's hard to get married, to mate in Kedusha and holiness, like to tear the Red Sea. Also, kashapar nasatar shel adam, also to bring money to this world, to live holy money, money of Kedusha. It's hard to bring it down, like to open the sea. So, you see that the person, if he just got married and needs to bring parnasah, he can open the sea a few times in his life. And it's the same. You don't believe in it? Alright, go work on that. To believe that if the Torah, if Rabotenu told us that you open the sea, it's something that you can do by Kedusha, by guarding your eyes, by watching on your mouth and close your mouth, not to speak bad stuff, bad things, not to talk on no one. Not to reveal your lack of faith. If you talk on someone else, it means that you don't have faith. Because for you, there are people, there are enemies, there are situations, there are things you need to take care of. Nothing exists. Only Hashem is here. Havaya, Baruch Hu, the Blessed One. He is here in the present, with you, with me, inside of you, inside of me, outside, covering, surrounding, inside, outside, everywhere. Leitatar panui mileh, there is no place that Hashem is not there, in that place. Hashem is here. Hashem is now. Hashem is in the present. Hoveh, bahoveh, in the present, He's here. What do you need? Just ask. I heard yesterday one of the strongest stories I ever heard on tzaddikim. Alive, righteous man, the Moharosh, Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik, Hashem Yishmero V'Chayehu. Amazing righteous man that I said yesterday night when I heard that story, I said, that righteous man is hidden. He is hidden. No one knows about him. And even people that heard that name, and I spoke about him a lot of times, I'm telling you, he's hidden. He's hidden. I don't know what to say. He went once, the helper told that story. I heard from a person that heard from the helper that he was counting the money over there in that situation. The Moharosh was supposed to pay $2,000 debt to someone. The helper came with a certain amount of money from a third person. And so the Moharosh, Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shik, asked him, how much money you brought? They need to pay $2,000 in $100 bill, the pile of bills. He starts to count on the table. 100, 200, 300. They came to 1,500. So the Moharosh is closing his eyes and tells him, count again. So he's taking the pile back and counting. 1, 2, 1,600. The Moharosh is saying, count again. 1,700. Fourth time, 1,800. Fifth time, 1,900. In the last time, $2,000. He told him, this is it. Pay that person that we owe him $2,000. That guy, that helper, asked him after it, how you done that? He told him, I saw that my confidence in Hashem Yitbarach wasn't perfect in the beginning, that He's going to give me what that I was supposed to achieve, to find. So I was strengthening myself in confidence. And every time that I strengthened myself, Hashem added another dollar, another $100. And then I strengthened myself again, another $100. He had to strengthen himself in faith. Why you have all of your lackings? That you're going to look up to Hashem. This is it. That you're going to call Hashem. This is why you have problems in your shalom bayit. This is why you have problems with your tshuva. This is why you have problems in your parnasah. This is why you have issues and weaknesses and difficulties. What you think that you have something, you think you exist, just Hashem is calling you. Hashem is calling you. Hashem is calling you. This is it. Hashem wants you to be close to Him. Hashem wants you to talk to Him. Hashem wants you close. Hashem is with you. Hashem wants you to open your eyes. Hashem wants you to open your mouth. To open your heart. You don't need to do nothing for that. You just need to remove the lusts, the desires, the noise. And to be concentrated. 1 hour a day, minimum. 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 Well, I told you that once, that one of the avrechim in the yeshiva asked me if I'm talking with my students on 6 hours in Bodedut. I told him, I'm talking to them on thousands of hours of Bodedut. Who is talking about 6 hours? Six a day? Sounds good. Sounds about right. We have one student that always posts to our email, to the Emunah channel, that he's asking that we're going to read some more from the Likutei Moharan, so... I can understand him, really. We all want to learn Likutei Moharan. Veze cherev l'Hashem al Adam, that the sword of Hashem is full with blood. Torah 37, Likutei Moharan, part Vav. Minefashot ha'olot b'bivchinat mayin ukvin. When you pray with heart, with intention, your sword that is sharp from two sides, two edges, it's slaughtering and killing, and by that lifting the sparks of souls that were stuck in physicality before. Every situation got sparks, got life inside of it. Means if you have a situation that you don't know how to solve, and then you are bringing it back to Hashem, and you look at it that Hashem Yitbarach is part of the picture, that He is part of it, that He is the reason, that He is the cause for that situation, by that, you fix it. This is it. The sparks already went back to Hashem Yitbarach, and the difficulty disappeared. Why you still have difficulty in your life? Because you haven't found Hashem Yitbarach in that situation yet. In the moment that you see that it's Hashem, you don't have that obstacle. That obstacle doesn't have no power anymore. It's empty. It's like a paper tiger. It's empty. It doesn't have no power. You can ignore it and it will never going to harm you. Before, it was threatening you. Why? Because Hashem Yitbarach was shouting from behind the curtains. From inside. Hashem was hiding Himself and tell you, look at me, look at me. It's me, it's me, it's me. When you found Hashem Yitbarach, it doesn't have no powers anymore. Because you found Hashem. And it cannot scream. It's not exist. Doesn't have no power. It was just an illusion to wake you up to seek for Hashem. When you found Hashem, this is it. Hashem doesn't need that tool anymore to use on you because you're in the next level. You live a different life. V'al-yadei ha-zivug, and by that you mate, that you connect all of your situations back to Hashem, he mekabelet parnasa li-Israel. By that you bring, you supply food and money and bounty, shefa, to all of Am Israel. It's written on our ancestors, on Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, 3 ways of prayer. On Avraham Avinu, it's written, Vayamod, that Avraham was standing. So we have the letter Ayin from Amida. That en amida el atfila, that when it's written standing means praying. This is the prayer of Abraham, amida. You have letter ayin. That's written in the book of Rav Dov Kook from Tveria. And on Yitzchak it's written Sicha, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh, that he was talking to Hashem. That was the prayer of Yitzchak. So we learn the letter Sin, it's Shin. So you have Ein and you have Shin. And on Yaakov it's written Vayifga b'makom ahu, that he hit that place. Ve'en pegi'ah Ela Leshon Tfila, he was praying. When he hit that place, so Pegi'ah, it's Leshon Tfila, it's prayer. So you have Pei. Those three letters, Shin, Ein, and Pei, it's Shefa. You bring down bounty, Shefa, when you pray. Rav Kook, Tveria. You're funny guys. Go to pray. וזה פירוש בנפשנו נביא לחמנו מפני חרב המדבר. We're going to bring with our souls our bread because of the sword that comes from the desert. Desert, midbar, it's the letters of medaber, that you talk. The sword of the person that talks, that speaks to Hashem, that pray. With that sword, that you wake up your spirit, your soul, by that you bring the bread. You bring down the shefa, the bounty. And not for yourself, to all of Am Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. All of Tfilat Shemona Esrei, all of that prayer is all going on all of Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael, always to pray on Am Yisrael, always to pray on Am Yisrael. When Am Yisrael is going to be happy, you're going to be happy. When Am Yisrael is going to be full, when Am Yisrael is going to have faith, you will not going to have no lacking in your life. This is also the reason why the nations have problems with us. The reason that they have problems with us, the source of the problem is real. Because we're not fulfilling our job. We're not serving Hashem Yisbarach right in their places. So we're not bringing the bounty to those places. And then they feel the poverty. And the reason for that, it's us. Why? Because they see it. Hashem got compassion on us. He loves us anyway. If we bring the, if we serve Him right, and if we're not serving Him right, like that it's written in Yirmiyahu Navi, Mideda Beribo Zachor Izkirenu Od. If I'm going to speak on Him, I'm going to remember Him more. So the Yirmiyahu Navi, so the Malbim is explaining on that, on that verse, Mideda Beribo Zachor Izkirenu Od, that even when people are talking Lashon Hara on Am Yisrael, Mideda Beribo, even if they're talking on Him, Zachor Izkirenu Od, Hashem remember the promise. People are talking to Hashem because they're so precious. Even when people are talking Lashon Hara on Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear it. He remembers the greatness of Am Yisrael. He wakes up to remember the good. He doesn't see the bad. Even coming to Hashem and showing bad things, he doesn't look at that. So, even when Am Yisrael are not functioning right, still the love and the compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael still exists. Still, so Am Yisrael, they always have panasa and they have bounty. But the people that surround them are looking at them and they say, hey, they have money and we don't have the money. And even though that they cannot see really the reason, they don't see the Jews going and stealing the money, but they feel that because of them, they lack of money. And they see that they're rich and that they're poor, so this is it. It's 1 + 1, it's 2, this is it. I'm poor, and I feel that he's doing something wrong, and he's got money, this is it, you have the solution. And it's all truth. It's all truth. You don't need to kill for that. But it's all truth. You just need to understand that you need to wake up Am Yisrael. You need to wake up yourself to do tshuva, to pray. Am Yisrael, we need to wake up to serve Hashem Yitbarach right. And then the bounty is going to come down on Tov LaTzadik v'Tov LaShchenu. It's good to the righteous man and also to his neighbor, to everyone that surrounds you. So, בנפשנו נביא לחמנו מפני חרב המדבר. היינו כשהשוחט אינו הגון. So, when that... I'm going to remember
ritual
that.
Slaughterer.
Ritual, yes, if you're going to remind me. Ritual slaughterer. Eino hagun is not worthy. Ve'eino ma'ale et ha'nefesh. And is not rising the spirit, the souls, back to Hashem. Bivchinat mayin nukvin. Like female water. Feminine water. וכשעומד עם החליף לשחוט את החי, and when he's standing with his knife to slaughter the animal, הוא עומד כרוצח נפשות. He's standing like a murderer to murder souls. והחליף שלו הוא חרב המדבר, and his sword, his knife is like the sword of the desert. that is killing, that people are dying over there out of drought from thirst. Ve'ino cherev le'Hashem, and it's not a sword to Hashem, it's not a sword of tefillah, it's a sword of desires and lusts. Shu cherev ha'medaber, it's not a sword that speaks, sword that of power of speech. Ve'yesh tzar la'nefesh achai, so then there is a sorrow to the life spirit of that animal. She'tzo'eket be'kol mar, that she's screaming in bitter voice. In bitter voice. If you remember that when we in the time that we put the mezuzot in this yeshiva, they brought a goat to slaughter the animal, the goat, and to give the meat to the poor, to Avrechim. It's a certain sheep it was, it was a kebab. And when they brought that animal here to the yeshiva, it's a certain minhag, a Marokkai minhag, Arab made that to give the meat to the nitzrachim, to poor people. When they brought the animal, so they said, Avrechim, that for over an hour that sheep, that goat was outside in the parking. She was fighting all of the time, fighting. She didn't want it, she wasn't in no rest. She didn't want to die. She felt like something wrong gonna happen to her. And when Rav Shalom came, he just walked into the parking lot. That sheep, that goat, was rest. She looked at him. She was like, just like that, calm. All was good. And Rav Shalom looked at it and told it, come. Told that goat, come. And it just walked over to Rav Shalom and stood by him. And Rav Shalom put his hands on her head, on its head, and blessed it and said, you're going to come to your tikkun, you're going to accomplish your tikkun, you're going to be fixed totally. And this is it. And she walked to the Shechita. Like that they said on Bet HaMikdash, that the animals would go from a good will. They knew, this is my tikkun. When the slaughter, the ritual slaughter is kosher. When it feels that it's alright, it's going to take me somewhere good, it's chak. Could take himself to be slaughtered, to go under the knife. He wasn't afraid at all. Because he knew. When you know you're dying on Kiddush Hashem, you're not afraid. If you feel like that you're suffering for nothing, so you don't want to die, everyone wants to live. But if you know for sure that it's for Hashem Yitbarach, that Mesirut Nefesh, no one cares. Thank you. Chazak u'Baruch.